7. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's in here with you.
And Manwich.
As we kick off hour number two of the program, still on the wait. Someone saying that he heard them talking about it. They're going to possibly be facing prison time because someone said something. We'll give you the details coming up. Also, marijuana, is it good for you? Let's talk first to Jim Babka, though, from Downsize DC, one of our favorite organizations, because here on Free Talk Live, we think government's way too big, especially the one in Washington, D.C., the federal government, and it needs to be cut way down to size. Constitutional size would be nice, nice start, and I think, Jim Babka, you're with us on that idea, aren't you?
I am 100% with you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. You were, I suppose, waylaid for a little bit in hour number one, but it's good to have you. What's going on over at DownsizeDC.org right now?
Well, I think the thing that might interest you guys at the moment is, because of your activism and so forth in the Libertarian Party, is that there's now a move on Capitol Hill to basically deal the final death blow to third parties, to squash them completely.
Really?
The Let the People Decide Act, and it has a formula for publicly financing campaigns.
And Free Talk Live is back. Hopefully we'll be able to stay on. It's something beyond our control at the moment, unfortunately. So we were talking about this religious issue. Oh, yeah, man, what you were giving us, you were rattling off what it is that you had to talk about tonight.
Well, I've got an article about a high school banning a gay group. So we were talking about, we were talking about the
oh right, the
agenda of the conservative Republicans.
The values voters,
values
as they've
voters.
Labeled themselves, are angry at the Republicans for not passing laws against gay marriage, actually passing a constitutional amendment against gay marriage. They have kind of a laundry list of things that they'd like the Republicans to do, but they just haven't done. For instance, they haven't allowed courts to have the Ten Commandments posted in the courtroom, that sort of thing. And so we're going to get to that here in a moment, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about this, this conference that they've had with over 400 attendees. The War on Christians and Values Voters in 2006 conference. According to this article from the Dallas News, a succession of panels featured vivid stories about religious liberty, apparently in jeopardy. A Navy chaplain said he was disciplined for delivering an evangelical Christian prayer during a memorial service. A Florida artist recounted on how his paintings were banned from a City Hall exhibit because they depicted religious themes. And a Massachusetts radio talk show host said he was physically threatened for hosting a Mr. Heterosexual contest after hearing about a gay beauty pageant in California. I wonder who physically threatened him. Do you think it was gay folk?
Could very well be.
By the way, GCN, your microphone's up. I can hear you. So I suppose there are some angry gays out there that would do that sort of thing. Not all of them are that. Yeah, not all of them are so nice.
No, I mean,
some of them are
certainly
angry.
Could do that.
In which case, nobody should be threatened for hosting any sort of contest, as long as it's a consensual thing.
No, but I mean, if they'd leave the gay people alone, well, then it'd be okay. Now, I'm not saying that in this particular case that the gays weren't wrong for threatening him. I think they were.
Well, a Florida artist recounted how his paintings were banned from a City Hall exhibit. Well, City Hall exhibit would be the three key words there. Oh, of course they're banned from a government exhibit. It's government.
Government shouldn't have anything to do with art.
Well, you're right. Government shouldn't be funding art. Government shouldn't be showing art. Art should be shown on its own, be funded on its own in galleries.
Is it not an industry? I mean, is art an industry that can't support itself?
Apparently not. That's apparently the case.
I mean, does that mean that people don't want to consume art? Is that what you're saying?
Silly. People, of course, want to consume art.
Absolutely. Nuts.
It's just that so much art is bad, and the artists think that they deserve to be paid because they're artists, even though it might be the worst, trashiest art that anybody's ever seen. That's the thing. They feel like they're owed a living simply because they've decided to be artists. No, you have to compete with the other artists if you're an artist. You're competing with the other artists to try and get your paintings or your sculptures into the hands of consumers. And if you don't understand that, well, that's too bad.
I can understand why the gentleman would not be happy about not being in the art show that was at City Hall, but City Hall shouldn't be having art shows.
That's true.
Period.
Panelists warned that whatever the electoral gains of recent years, American culture still besieged by Hollywood, the news media, gays, liberals, secular humanists, and the ACLU. You know, we've heard this complaint about how Hollywood is so evil, and it's so under attack and secular. you know, they're attacking the Christians in Hollywood. How does that explain a movie like The Passion of the Christ? How do those excuses explain a movie like that?
Well,
I've never seen it, by the way.
I did.
All I heard was the Christians raving about it.
Gruesome. Gruesome.
But wasn't it something that a bunch of Christians went and saw and really liked?
Sure.
So how does that jive?
It doesn't.
Hollywood was involved with that, wasn't it?
Well,
Mel Gibson would be Hollywood, wouldn't he? He's been in lots of Hollywood movies.
Independently, though. I mean,
okay.
he produced it himself.
Did he release it himself, too?
I don't know everything about the movie industry, my understanding is he pretty much did it all on his own because he couldn't get backing.
Do the anti-Hollywood people think that the movie industry includes the theaters as well? I mean, aren't they part of the whole process? If there really was this big liberal Hollywood conspiracy...
No, Hollywood's Hollywood and the theaters are the theaters. Theaters are in your hometown.
I see.
I think they're probably right on that particular
They're right about what?
That the Hollywood's full of pinko commies and that they want to put out pro-government, pro-atheist films.
Can you shoot a message to the board operator? Let him know his mic's potted up. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We're crippled a bit here. No computer tonight for me. Man, what you've got something about this that ties in here. In fact, why don't we get into that? Because I'm curious, what happened?
Okay. Now, I love the way this thing's written, and you'll see what I mean in just a second.
Okay.
It's from therevealer.org. The Reverend Flip Benham, leader of a modest little outfit called Operation Save America, wishes to alert the media to his group's stirring smackdown of yet another threat to America. The Gay Straight Alliance Club of South Rowan High School in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I don't understand.
Sounds dangerous, doesn't it? The Gay Straight Alliance Club?
No.
At the high school?
No.
That's because it's not. Okay. Our city and government officials, writes Reverend Flip, continually tell us our hands are tied. We continually remind them that the hands of the Church of Jesus Christ are not. Reverend Flip's description of Operation Save America's battle with the weaseling group of tolerant teens possesses a certain poetry. More than 700 gentle Christians converged on the Rowan Salisbury School Board last night to stand for Christ and say no to the radical homosexual agenda that is weaseling its way into our public school systems.
It's so radical to suggest that people should be tolerant of others.
These are high school students. How could they possibly be weaseling into their own school?
They're there already.
Right.
They're gay high school students.
Gay and straight.
Well, it's a gay straight alliance group.
It's an alliance group, right.
And they're lying to show that not all straight people hate gays, and gays don't hate straight people, and look, we can get along. Everybody's okay. We're all human beings. It doesn't matter what your sexual orientation is. That's what they're doing.
Yep.
And the reason why there are gay people in high school is because they believe they're gay since birth. I mean, virtually every single gay person we've ever talked to on this show has subscribed to that theory, because there's the two competing theories, right? There's the you're gay by choice theory, and then there's the you're gay by birth theory.
I think they're both true.
I think there are some people that could choose to go gay, sure, but I think for the most part, I think most of them are born.
I think all you have to do is take a tour of the American prison system to see people that have chosen to go gay. Anyway, it seems crazy to me. Couldn't they just start their own group? At school, couldn't they? Well, unless they can't get any high school students to do it.
What, I hate gay group?
No. I don't think they would allow a hate group.
Probably not.
To come on board, but perhaps a family values group.
Okay.
You know, you wouldn't have a religious group because that wouldn't really work out either.
Good point.
It's a public school, and the problem with public schools is it puts all these little problems in place. Now, I feel like there should be a Catholic League at school. I don't see why there's a problem with that particularly, but I can see some way.
Well, the problem with government schools is it puts people in conflict with one another. It shoves all these different people into the same place and says, okay, now let's decide what's going to be taught. Okay, now let's decide what the rules are for your behavior. Except you've got people from two totally different ends of the spectrum arguing with one another. We'll come in and get into more of this. 800-259-9231, your comments. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There's the broadband version and the dial-up version, both of them totally free, freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about this club at this school. It was a gay straight alliance club.
Right.
Where, well, gay kids and straight kids got together and showed, hey, we can be friends. We're not that different. We're still people. We still go to the bathroom like every other person does, and We got the same parts, same body parts. We just think a little differently. That's all. That's what they're doing with the club.
They're showing different body parts?
They're showing that they can get along. Huh?
They have different body parts?
No.
Okay.
No, they're people. Did I say they had different body parts?
I thought that's what you just said.
No, I must have misspoke.
Yeah. Apparently,
so they think a little differently.
No way. Okay.
All right. So they've got their club, and some people got angry about it. 700 people, apparently, converged on the school board. And we'll give you the rest of the story coming up. But let's go to David. Is it David in California?
Yep. Yes.
David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, hey David. Going great. What's up?
Hey, I love it when you guys talk about religion, because I really can't stand religion.
Well, I got nothing against religion. Go ahead. Have yourself a religion. Just don't enforce it on everyone else.
I've got one.
Right.
So, did you want to say anything about it?
Oh, no. Yeah, there was... there's this other podcast that I listen to sometimes, and they were
great. Let's talk about them.
Well, I won't give their name or anything, but
okay.
They were talking about one was talking about the historical accuracy of the Bible, and then the other one was talking about the ethical and logical inconsistencies and stuff in it.
Okay.
And he gave this great analogy that I like. He said, the proof is in the pudding. He said, you can, if you gave me a family recipe for pudding and told me it was thousands of year old, it's this accurate and all this stuff, and we have all the measurements right, but then we go to make the thing, and it tastes like crap, doesn't matter how old the pudding is, it's just crap. And that's how I think of Christianity. I mean, even with all these, you know, with the gospel of, you know, Judas showing up, and, you know, maybe there is some accuracy to the Bible, but either way... It's,
well, don't you think that all in all...
The religion itself is just crap, I think.
Don't you think all in all the Christianity is pretty good for most people? I mean, that it...
I would say for some people, and that would just, I guess...
People that are already good?
People, well, that and people that... For some reason, you know, need to, I guess, lean on something and, you know, think that there's something better out there for them, and that's what it is.
Religion, since the beginning of time, has given man a way to explain his world. I mean, it has given man a way to think that there's something else out there, there's something to strive for after death.
But then on that, it's also been used to control people and tell them how to live their lives, and that's what I don't like about it, you know.
That's true. David, I understand, man.
Mostly it tells people to live their lives in a good way. I mean, I think that there's a lot of Christians out there, not all of them, not even most of them, that want to see Christianity basically as a weapon against gay people, and I don't know why it is that they want to do that, but...
Because they claim that it's against God. They claim that God doesn't like them.
God really cares about that. I just
that's
can't see that God cares that much
and
about
then
it.
Also
if God cares
them...
so much about it, why doesn't he do something about it?
And it also teaches them to just obey without question. You know, you can't deny the Holy Spirit because that's the ultimate sin or whatever. Well,
or in the case of a literalist, I mean, if it says it in the Bible, it must be true.
Right. You know,
word for word.
Our children if they're disobedient. But there was just one other thing, I guess, on, you know, the existence of if there's a God, and I guess this is a little more for Manwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people. People argue, or they'll say, you know, the universe is here and it had to be created by God or whatever, you know, and the universe is dependent on God and, you know, maybe God wasn't created, he just is. And
right.
Christians are able to apply that, you know, it just is to God. But why can't we apply the same thing to the universe and just the universe is here and everything is dependent on the universe being here, and that's the constant. That's the thing that just is. You know,
why can't we? Well, we can apply that. Thanks for the call, David. Great
right,
question,
guys.
Though. 1-800-259-9231. Did you have a response?
I really don't have a response. I mean, to me, I can very well say that God is, you know, it just is. Like, I can think of God being just is.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout.
That there couldn't apply. If God just is, that means there's nothing that created God, and there's nothing before God.
Right.
God,
God created time. So he exists outside of it.
I see.
So, I mean, whereas the universe doesn't exist outside of time, so it would have to have had a beginning. That's the way I guess I see it.
Hmm. All right. So we had another call, didn't we, Manwich?
Yep, we certainly do.
We're going to the phones because this is the show about your calls. 800-259-9231. Who is this one?
Jim from Texas, about parking regulations.
Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, it's Peacock from Texas. I don't even know where to start with you guys tonight.
Lay it on us, Jim.
Well, y'all talking about art, and I went to the University of Texas Art School. And I've got about 12 hours to go, and I quit that. And I got a history degree because I got tired of all the art spreads and the.
Of the art what?
Art breadths?
Art spreads. Well, you have to sit there and justify why you've painted this. I'm like, I just want to draw a wolf in the snow and get a duck on a stamp. Well, who the hell's going to teach me that?
I'm sorry, Jim. Was it Jim?
Yes, Jim.
Can you back away from your phone receiver just a little bit? You sound a little distorted.
Sorry about that.
That's a little better.
Okay. How about now?
Oh, that's much better.
Okay, well, I'll leave it right there.
Perfect.
All right, I'm a little excited. I've been emailing you guys and just kind of, you're great and everything. Man, you guys switch topics quick.
We are fast.
Yeah, anyway, but, as far as the religion thing goes, I grew up Catholic, and like a lot of Catholics, I just finally figured out, man, after all the guilt and hell and horror that comes down from that pulpit, we're all on this journey on our own, and we got to figure it out ourselves. And, personally, I see like a divine influence or intervention in the connections in my life and how things are put together. That's just the way I choose to see it. And,
Me too.
When you say divine influence, are you suggesting that you are predetermined, that there's a destiny, that you are fated to do certain things?
No. I'm just saying that there's something, the infinite, the almighty, the great, it's so unfathomable to my finite mind that, it kind of has to remain an unsolvable mystery.
Actually have any real concrete evidence of this divine influence. You just sort of feel it.
Yeah, my particular journey, I don't think there's a big white bear dude sitting up there going, okay, well, this is the day you die in the big book of words. And okay. I'm not like that. And, if other people don't come to the same conclusions I do, then that's fine. I mean, it kind of goes along with, I grew up in this small Texas town.
I know you had more you want to talk about, so hang on, Jim. We're going to short shift you on this. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, whether it's parking regulations or theology, we'll talk about it all. That's why we called the show Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you make a toll-free call. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for our updates. We give you everything for free on our website. From time to time, we put new stuff up there. Usually once or twice a week, there's brand new stuff, brand new features on the site. We also, of course, always are uploading archives, so every day during the week you can get a fresh archive at freetalklive.com. But whenever there's something new to announce about the show, you'll know it if you're on the updates list. Now, if you're really good about going to the website every single day, you'll probably know it pretty quickly, too. But those of you that are on the updates list, get the info in your email box, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yeah, well, anyway, where was I? Just growing up in a small East Texas town, truly the quickest way to find out if you're a redneck or not is whether or not you stand around in groups and agree with each other, or you can argue and not get all ticked off at each other. And that's kind of how we formed our circle of friends. I mean, we couldn't be any different. I mean,
wait a minute, I missed that point. Are you saying that rednecks stand around and agree with each other? Or
well, I'm saying this, that's what you get. Just like the Republicans in this part of the country, it's just, I mean, it's just, it just drives me insane. They stand around the campfire or whatever and agree with each other about how much, I don't know, Bill Clinton sucks or whatever. And if you have a different view, everybody gets all, you know, angry with you.
Right, you're a bad person if you don't agree with our politics.
Right, the same goes, I mean, like, I've described to you in an email, because I have my little circle of friends, and, you know, you brought up the subject of being, you know, gays and straights. I mean, you know, one of my friends, you know, kind of went a different route as, you know, as far as sexuality goes, but I had never even crossed my mind that he was going to give me the gay or anything. I just thought he was a really fantastic guy, and that's just how our circle... You know, we just moved on.
So if you're so frustrated, Jim, if you're so frustrated by the people in Texas there, why do you stay?
Well, I'm not. I'm coming up to New Hampshire.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Awesome. That's where we're going anyway.
So wait, did you join the Free State Project? Did you sign up for the First 1000 program?
Yes, I did, actually. I went ahead and just, I'm retired medically. I got hurt when I was in the Army real bad.
Thanks.
And,
dear. So do you have to go to the VA?
Yeah, I got really lucky. I lost my kidneys due to a tropical disease.
Whoa,
doesn't sound lucky to me.
When I was down in Panama back in '89 during the little Manuel Noriega thing.
Right, right.
It just kind of took my kidneys out. And I didn't know it was from the Army. I didn't know that's what caused it for the longest time, for the last year. And it took about 6 months. The VA pays me 100%. Plus, it's about $3,700 a month.
I got you. Well, the reason I asked about that is I've never run into a military veteran that actually had anything good to say about the VA. What have your experiences been like?
Well, the medical doctor that I met when he first diagnosed me, or, you know, agreed with the other doctors, he was cool. He had been to Africa, and, you know, he had had malaria, so that he just basically sailed it right through. They didn't give me any trouble, and I hit like a sweet spot when I went in to apply. The casualties coming overseas and starting to come home with PTSD, et cetera, weren't building up yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I caught, just before that wave started coming in, I got in there, and so I didn't get bogged down.
Now, I see. So you got one of the, and also you ended up with one of the better doctors in the organization, because I swear to you, man, I don't know how many other veterans you've talked to about this, but I knew this one guy that was convinced that his VA doctor was trying to bump him off.
This is true. He's not wrong. I got lucky. That's why I'm saying my divine intervention theory is kind of come into play that, I got a purpose, whatever.
Let's
get something at the VA, though. Here's one thing that came up, was that I was taking Marinol for nausea because I had a stroke because of the kidney. Anyway, the stroke.
Marinol, by the way, for those that don't know, is the pharmaceutical version of THC, which is the active chemical in marijuana. Okay.
But I had a stroke, and it hit the top of the cascade in the cerebral cortex that controls your stomach closing and your nausea center, and it damaged that. So I lost like 60 pounds in like a week and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
Last Christmas, not this Christmas. But
you lost 60 pounds from puking?
Yeah.
Wow.
And my father basically held a bucket in front of me for a week in the hospital.
Oh,
and over the last year, it slowly, your brain will repair itself. Well, the nausea was persistent, and it's slowly repairing itself and stopping, but I still have it. And my doctor, my nephrologist, prescribed Marinol as kind of thinking outside the box. And you know what? Nothing makes you a cynic faster than taking Marinol, getting high as a kite. And, you know, you think I'd be all like, all right, I'm legally stoned. But instead I'm like, aren't I supposed to eat babies and shoot heroin now?
Wait, I don't understand. What? Well,
because drug dealers, drug users are bad people.
Oh.
Exactly. I'm stoned. But the part that's supposed to be, that makes you, gives you reefer madness.
Oh, I see. But you hadn't smoked marijuana prior to taking Marinol?
Hold on. So, of course.
Of course.
Well, I knew, before I joined the Army, But, I had quit, and I hadn't done it. And then suddenly I'm stoned, and I'm thinking, I've been lied to my entire life.
But wait, you had smoked. Wait, I'm confused. You had smoked?
Yeah, well, in high school.
Yeah, that's when you figured out you were lied to. The Marinol.
When I took the Marinol, I went, they've been lying to me.
He was just a dumb high school student at that point, is what he's saying.
I didn't say I was dumb. I like smoking pot. But here's the deal. The VA, for obvious reasons, does not provide Marinol.
Okay.
So I get to throw up. Or break the law.
So wait, you aren't taking Marinol?
No. The VA doesn't provide it for free because it's $500 for a month.
Okay. I'm putting it all together now, Jim. You'll have to excuse me. You smoked pot when you were a kid. After you had the nausea problem, you got Marinol while you were in the hospital. And
right.
Then after that, the VA wouldn't give you any Marinol.
Right. Because when I started getting sick, I wasn't with the VA. I was still on private insurance. I'm sorry. Yeah, I have brain damage. You have to remember
that. Well, I'm a little damaged myself. So
okay.
All right. So in this case, you either puke or you find yourself marijuana on the street and smoke it. Is that the case?
Well, what would you do if it was $500 for pills that you can't control? And you have to break the law. So what I did is I got kind of a perfect storm going on down here. I got a good family friend that's a House representative in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my dad's best friends just made senator for District 3 down here. And I was able to go into him and say, look, I'm making this personal. You know, for your best friend's son, I want you to think of a way to get it passed in Texas so that I can smoke marijuana legally. Because, I told him the whole story. And, well, this is a really smart guy. And if he can't figure it out, it can't be done. And he said, well, it's about fear, and I'll think about it. And, he's that kind of guy. If he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it.
Well, the question is, can they convince everybody else? I mean, because when you present these anti-pot zealots with a legitimate person like yourself that has a legitimate health problem, that is legitimately claiming that they use marijuana to help with their health problem, in your case, to keep your nausea down, they just laugh at you. They laugh at you and say, ha-ha, you just want to get
actually,
high.
Hold on. House Bill 658 was in the Senate Criminal Jurisprudence Committee last year with the Texas House,
mm-hmm.
and a guy named Terry Keel, who is a walk them up and throw the way to key kind of guy, Republican, was the head of that committee.
Wrap up the thoughts in 10 seconds, man. Go.
He was all for it, and it almost passed.
We'll see, man. Good luck in Texas. Hopefully we'll be able to make it happen in New Hampshire when you get there, and we could definitely use your help. And thanks for the call, Jim. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
From For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Cal-Bend Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal-Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal-Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. It is, well, totally listener-controlled. We put it online. We essentially turned the key, turned the wiki on, and we said, go to town. Create something.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did they. You guys have made over 500 pages. I think there's far more than 500 there at this point. But information is there about the hosts of the show, the callers, the topics we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
There's information on the archives that we have and more. It's all for free. wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
And every host has a fan club and an anti-fan club. So if you like a particular host, you can join their fan club. Or if you don't like a particular host, you could join their anti-fan club.
Yes, you could. And it's all on the wiki. And it's free. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Did I mention it? You control it, you edit it, you add to it? It's up to you. So if you see something that should be changed, change it. You don't have to ask permission. You just do it. All right. So let's go to the phones, man. Who do we have on the line here?
Got Eric in Austin.
Eric in Austin on the Amplifier Only line. Hello, Eric. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Good. Hey. What's up?
Hey, I was wondering if y'all had heard about how Comedy Central censored South Park last night.
You know, I saw something before the show, but I didn't take the time to really look into it. What happened?
Well, what they did was they set it up as a two-parter, as a parody of what happened in Denmark over the summer.
I'm not familiar.
Cartoon, with the cartoon of Muhammad.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so at the end of last week's episode, they put a big graphic up on the screen and said something to the effect of, will Comedy Central air the image or will they wuss out? Well, ironically enough, they wussed out.
That's funny.
Wait, wait. Yeah. So wait.
Comedy Central, they made an episode with a picture of Muhammad in it. Nothing bad
with
happened.
With the joke picture that was so angering of to the Muslims. No, that same
picture?
No.
It was
not even that. Just Muhammad standing there. That was it.
Really?
Yeah.
So was it like a South Park Muhammad or like a South Park rendition of Muhammad with the googly eyes?
That would be my understanding, yes.
Well, how would we know?
Oh, well, I guess we wouldn't. But it was part of the episode. Is that right?
The way they set it up was they set it up as Family Guy was going to do it. And so they did this whole thing where everybody was trying to get Fox not to air the episode, and Stan and Cartman rode their tricycles out to L.A. to try to get the Fox executives to not do it. And then Stan realized, you know, it's freedom of speech. If nothing's funny, then, or if one thing's not funny, then nothing's funny, and you can't air anything at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so they set it up like Muhammad was just going to stand there, and that was it. And that's what they ended up doing in the second part of the episode, and Comedy Central blacked out Muhammad.
Did they put anything over the blackout? Did they show part of the screen, but they blacked him out, or did they just black the entire screen out? Well, how did it exactly happen?
They blacked out the entire screen and said, at this point in the scene, Muhammad stands there and hands Peter a fish.
Yes. Or a mullet helmet or something. Salmon helmet.
Yeah, something like that.
You know what I think all this is? I think it's brilliant marketing on the part of Comedy Central. I think all of it is.
I think so.
I think that. I think the chef thing was just bunk. I think that Isaac Hayes was just ready to leave the show anyway. And that they just figured out this great way to get some attention. And in this case, they're getting more attention by just stirring up all this controversy. And we're lavishing it on them. I mean, they deserve it. It is a great show, and they are libertarians, and they do share libertarian themes with young people without actually necessarily labeling them libertarian. I think they're doing good things on that show. But really, I think it's all bunk. I don't believe it for a second.
Well, Matt Parker and Trey Stone came out and blasted Comedy Central today.
So what? I mean, are they canceling their contract?
No.
Yeah.
So it's just bunk. They're coming out and blasting Comedy Central, so people will come on the air and say, did you hear that they blasted Comedy Central today? And then mention Comedy Central a bunch of times and mention South Park a bunch of times. I mean, really, I think it's all a scam.
Which network is Howard Stern currently on? Which satellite network?
Sirius.
Which network was he on previously before he left and went on to satellite?
Clear Channel.
Oops, wrong. CBS Infinity. But still, it doesn't. All I'm saying is he spent all that time promoting Sirius, and he didn't spend any time bashing CBS. So, you know, it's
all about who CBS is.
Yeah, it's all about the airtime.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we were to get on the air and start, if Howard Stern was to start bashing us on his show, we'd get all kinds of traffic on our website. We'd probably crash our website, get so many new listeners.
I'd do anything for that.
Right. So I think it's just brilliant marketing. And more power to South Park. I mean, if it helps them get more listeners, or more viewers, rather, I say right on. Anything else on your mind tonight, Eric?
Oh, that was it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I think that they really pull the wool over people's eyes. Now, did you end up seeing the South Park, the chef episode?
I saw the one he's talking about, too.
Oh, you did?
The salmon helmet. How would I know that?
Okay, good point. Did you see it because you were wondering if they were going to censor it, or did you just happen to watch the episode?
I happened to watch it.
I see. Did you see the chef?
I wasn't sure what was happening either. I didn't know there was news behind it.
Right.
But when he called in about the news, then I sort of...
Did you see the chef one?
I didn't. I don't know about the chef one.
The killed chef?
He killed chef?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah. Well, Isaac Hayes allegedly quit South Park, right? We reported on this when it happened.
Uh-huh.
He quit over the whole Scientology controversy, allegedly.
But he could just not show up again. I mean...
Well... What I really found strange, and I understand they can crank these shows out pretty quick, but what I really found strange, what clued me into that this is all a scam, is that the first episode of their new season was Chef dying, and they allegedly created this episode in a hurry so they could get it out there and respond to this whole Chef situation. It's unrealistic to say that they banged out an episode of South Park in 2 weeks with the production and the writing the script and getting it to air and all that. We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231, but I think it's all a scam for publicity, and it's brilliant. More coming back. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The archives are there. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can get it for free right on the front page of our website. There's no hoops to jump through, no membership fees, none of that stuff. It's just right there, freetalklive.com. So go get them. And you know what? You can join us. Oh, yeah, actually, you can join the Free State Project if you are serious about liberty in your lifetime. We're big fans of the Free State Project here on Free Talk Live. We're members. We've been members for a few years now, as a matter of fact. Now, we've been members since before they became a sponsor.
You've been a member. Oh, since before they
since before they became a sponsor.
I thought you were going to say before they voted on the state.
No. You've been on board for a while now, man. And we're all going to the Free State, and we're excited about it. In fact, we're more excited about the first 1,000 pledge. And I want to invite you to go and visit freestateproject.org to learn about the first 1,000 pledge and be one of the first 1,000 migrants. Immigrants, if you will, internal immigrants, people that are moving, with voting with their feet, moving to the Free State, and are going to make a stand for liberty in New Hampshire. Learn about the first 1,000 pledge at freestateproject.org. All right, so, Manwich, we were talking about South Park and
yes.
This brilliant stint of publicity that they've been going through here, starting with the chef thing. And actually, starting before the chef thing, they had the controversy over the Catholic episode down in Australia. The Catholic League attacked them for this episode, and as a result, they had 6 times the audience that they normally did because the Catholics were complaining about it.
Prior to that, there was Tom Cruise complaining about, my understanding was he was complaining about Scientology, or the Scientologist portrayal in South Park.
Right. Now, Tom Cruise, I don't think that's a publicity stunt on the part of Comedy Central.
I'll bet you they figured out that that kind of bad publicity works for them, though.
Yes, I'm pretty sure they figured that out by now. And so,
well, probably then.
Maybe so. And, well, anyway, so what they did was, in my opinion, they planned this whole thing with Isaac Hayes. Because there's no way they could have cranked out that show, that first show of the first season where Chef is killed. I can't believe they could have cranked that out in a short amount of time, because it was literally, I think, less than 2 weeks. The whole thing went down. Isaac Hayes quit the show. There's all kinds of news coverage about that. Oh, my gosh, after 7 years, and after they made fun of every other religion, they finally made fun of Scientology, and it made Isaac Hayes quit the show. Now, we played a clip on our show of a different radio show who had Isaac Hayes on back in December, before he had decided to quit, where he was saying that he didn't mind. He's saying he didn't care about all the fun that they poked at religion. So that's kind of questionable right there, that he wasn't really upset by what they were doing on the program. But yet here 3 months later, he's upset about it, he quits the show, and then magically 2 weeks after that, they've got a response program. They've got a show on the air, the first one of the season, in response to his quitting the show. It seems unbelievable to
me. It's fast.
I mean, because in television, these things take time. Especially if you're doing live action, which this isn't. It's cartoon, and it's done on a computer. So I can't imagine it would take forever to put together one of these episodes. But
it looks real simple, the way they do these things.
Oh, yeah. It can't be that hard.
The writers and stuff.
Nonetheless, it takes time to write an episode. And what took time also was they pieced together Isaac Hayes' dialogue in that first episode with, well, clips from his dialogue from past shows.
Okay.
So they took
Is that
old...
legal?
Yeah, of course.
They own that?
Of course they own that stuff.
Okay.
So they took the old clips and they pasted it together, so it sounded kind of slipshod, and it sounded like they were literally just throwing the show together, but it would have taken a while. I mean, as somebody who has archives and archives of the show, it would take me forever to go through my shows and find specific clips of us saying stuff, because we just have so many shows. They've been on the air for 8 years. This is a project. They were working on this for a long time, and I just think it's brilliant. More power to them. You know what? We never finished the gay straight alliance story. We'll come up. We'll come back with more of that. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.